Rain ushered in a gloomy dawn. We were apprehensive, but hopeful. There was some small arms fire along the line, and a few shells passed back and forth during early morning. The rain slackened temporarily, and we ate some K-rations. On the folding pocket-sized tripod issued to us, I heated up a canteen cup of coffee with a Sterno tablet. I had to hover over it to keep the rain from drowning it out. As the seconds ticked slowly toward 0900, our artillery and ship's guns increased their rate of fire. The rain poured down, and the Japanese took up the challenge from our artillery. They started throwing more shells our way, many of which passed over us and exploded far to our rear, where our own artillery was emplaced. Finally, we received orders to open fire with our mortars. Our shells exploded along a defilade to our front. Our machine guns opened up in earnest. Our artillery, ship's guns, and 81-millimeter mortars increased the tempo to an awesome rate as the time for the attack approached. The shells whistled, whined, and rumbled overhead, ours bursting out in front of the ridge, and the enemy's exploding in our area and to the rear. The noise increased all along the line. Rain fell in torrents, and the soil became muddy and slippery wherever we hurried around the gun pit to break out and stack our ammo. I looked at my watch. It was 0900. I gulped and prayed for my buddies in the rifle platoons. "Mortars, cease firing and stand by." We were ready to fire or to take up the mortars at a moment's notice and move forward. Some of our riflemen moved past the crest of the ridge to attack. Noise that had been loud now grew into deafening bedlam. The riflemen hardly got out of their foxholes when a storm of enemy fire from our front and left flank forced them back. The same thing was happening to the battalions on our right and left. The sound of the many machine guns became one incredible rattle against a thundering and booming of artillery. Rifles popped everywhere along the line, while Japanese slugs snapped over the low ridge behind which we lay. We fired some white phosphor shells to screen our withdrawing troops. Just as we heard, "Cease firing," a Marine came running through the mud on the slope to our right, yelling, "The guys pulling back need a stretcher team from mortars." Three other mortarmen and I took off on the double after the messenger. With bullets snapping and popping overhead, we ran along for about 40 yards, keeping just below the crest of the ridge. We came to a road cut through the ridge about 8 feet below the crest. An officer told us to stand behind him until we were ordered to go out and bring in the casualty. This was the exact spot where Nice and Westbrook had been machine-gunned the day before. Japanese bullets were zipping and swishing through the cut like hail pouring through an open window.